Thank you.
Yes.
Pause. Go ahead.
Commander, when Sam Russell was there, does the bottom have to go on too?
When Sam Russell was here, he asked the question, and you started answering it about calling upon the light, coming in the light. That, do you recall that?
Yes.
I would like you to continue with that. We were broken off. You were broken off when Gunther called.
I don't think I really had very much farther to go. There is a conscious recognition that you need to clear. That must always be uppermost. You're going to have to make a conscious decision whether or not to clear your space. Let us just use as an example playing with an Ouija board. Good, we're all going to put our fingers here and we're going to move it around and then we're going to wait and we're going to see what happens. So we all sit there and then it moves here and it moves there and it moves everywhere. And sure enough, energy is moving it. Whether it's your energy, higher energy, or electricity, you are moving this around some way or something is. Now, consciously, when you sit down to play the game, you are eager for it to do something, so you're going to consciously make a decision, well, or at least you would now in this room, gosh, do I want to play the game and have it move? Or do I want to send all those energy forms away that are going to come first because they are waiting to experience with you? And this bit of excitement or energy created within yourself is going to want to have a little fun. I didn't sit down to play the game to get a Bible lesson today. So you make a conscious decision, number one, whether or not you want to entertain any energy that shows up, specific energies, or clear out the space and allow the lighted energies of God to come through and maybe make contact, make voice. So the way that you do that, and this is true of any time that you're clearing your space. This is the reason that you get so many receivers. Ah, I hear something. And I was just right. Well, even when you get right energies, if you will, you will write some pretty silly things while this mind is working and your teacher or your speaker is testing you. Are you going to write or am I going to write? And did you clear your space or did you not? And if you didn't, buddy, I am going to write some really interesting things across there. You're going to learn. If you're going to work with me, Hatton, you are going to learn. Or else we're not going to have a very lengthy relationship. And you notice that many of the relationships that I have had over a period of years on your place, I no longer have. But something filled them up. Something filled them up. And there is mouth clearing and there is heart clearing. And most of you now are to the place where you, at soul level or subconscious level, automatically clear your space. And the early lessons were pretty difficult. We'd get into the lessons and I would get aggravated if, you know, every one of you flunked. Nobody asked me who I am. Well, as you learn, you can pretty well trust Norma because, man, she does not sit down and just entertain anybody. But supposing she did, it's still your responsibility. You don't have to get up and hoop and holler and say, every dark energy out of here. But you can pick up that frequency and question silently on your own. And it is your responsibility to immediately question. And you can question out loud, as Sam does, for instance, me on the radio. He doesn't when George Podunk calls in. But I come representing a messenger from God. So he immediately asks every time, now, you come in the light. That sounds like, well, of course I would just answer yes, but that's not what happens. There is an agreement between light and dark, for lack of better, God and Satan. There is always a sign. Evil must wear a sign that will allow God to see him for who he is. It's very subtle because he's a very clever person. He can lie to you just right in your face. Are you God? Yes, indeed. But your clues will be a little different. That can be a clue. This instant. Yes, I am. And I am the only one who speaks for the combination of the crimson and the chartreuse ray. If you know what is being talked about, you won't even bite on that. So now, I am Sam Russell, and EJ comes in, and I say, are you of the light? And he says, yes, I am. I am the speaker of the chartreuse ray. I know he is full of it. So his clue has shown. But usually, what will happen is, are you of the light? Well, explain yourself. What do you mean? Well, do you come in service to the light? Oh, well, yeah, I really, you know, I like light. And I'm really one of those born again Christians, but I ask you, are you of the light? Well, but I think that's insulting that you would even ask me that. All of this is telling you that you have a clever dude on your hands. And he ain't of the light. It doesn't mean that in some instances he doesn't think he serves the light. And he would espouse for the next 45 minutes on the white brotherhood. But a knowing person asking a knowing person, are you of the light, is better than a Masonic handshake. And ones who are instantly say, yes, thank you. I come in service to God of light. Now, what are you going to do when these energies come? Very, very important, and if it takes 10,000 times a day, no, they're sitting here. They're in your head. They are all over you. And the moment you break that shield, they're in there. So you ask, and they say, oh yes, I'm a good guy. I am out of the light. Now you're stuck. What am I going to do now, oh God, oh God? You just make an announcement, either verbally or silently. You see, you are dealing with energies. You don't have to make a big speech. I can clear this room. I can clear this room of people, too, with just thinking. Just a thought, an energy, projection. But you see, I like my enemy close to me where I can watch it. I don't have a problem with it. And any time we're giving lessons like this, energy forms of the astral plane are bringing their students who don't even really know they're dead for their lessons. So the spaces fill up. And we don't just consider you seated here. It is your duty to say to this one, in meaning, I'm not talking about little lip service. Well, I want all dark energies out of here now. While your mind is saying, but don't any of you go. And it's hard to reach that point. You think, oh, I can do that. And this is all I can tell you. You practice it and practice it and practice it and practice it. And something back here will say, oh, well, I don't really mean that. Listen to it and say, hey, I know I don't really mean that. I'm going to practice it again until it's here in your gut when you say it. And that other one standing there waiting to get into you knows it. No dark energy passes here. I serve no dark energies. I will receive any one of the Lighted Brotherhood who wishes to utilize my service. If you are in the service of Lighted God, if you are of the darkness, get away from me and do not come near me again. The agreement is between God and Satan is that that evil energy must back away. It is not allowed to touch you. And in some instances, this is where you are talking about demons being removed. You can literally see the dark energy either come out of the being and move away. And it doesn't have to move very far unless you order it farther. And some will go farther than that and ask for annihilation of that energy. I will rarely do that because unless it is a threat to ones in my group, it is no threat to me. And it might learn something. You are open game. You know, as in prey and game. You are the feast. God allows, this other one entices. And if he can entice you, he is allowed to do it. And there are certain periods of time when he is allowed even more than that. He's allowed to really try to buy you away. So it's hard testing. And if you think you can clear your space once and for all, forget it. In the minute you think that, he's right here. Al can verify this. He knew a speaker who really was a gifted receiver. But he got on a real ego trip. And he would ask Lucifer in. Look at me. I can really handle this dude. All the while, man, he is just being knifed in the back. And destroyed him. For all practical use and purpose to God, he was gone. And damn near took Al with him. Very, very subtle. And he had introduced to Al some of Al's old acquaintances. I hope that I'm not embarrassing, but it is a worthy lesson for all of you. It will usually be an old acquaintance from some life stream story. something that is rather pleasant to remember, an excitement, a daringness, especially when you have your own insecurities in this experience, it will usually be representative of an experience where you were just about the opposite. And it will, you know, to a woman it would be something. To a man it will usually be an expression of macho-ness or fun, pirating, really enjoying yourself as something that you're really trying to not be. This will be a friend, just as illness. One cannot expect to be healed if they enjoy the friendship of their disease. Well, this person had brought back into Al's consciousness this energy form that he knew. That's valid enough. And it was kind of fun. So I said to him, when you clear your space, you may find your friend gone. Do you dare? And he did, and he was gone. And there's a little breathing. There's a little breathing because of the humanness in each one of you to want to cling to that which is the image presented to you. And after all, it's gone. It is an energy form. Why can I not enjoy it? You can, if you're strong enough, if you don't let it take you. But the minute you become one with it in your memory trail, you have kind of drifted away, haven't you? It's sort of like coming from the reality of your God being, which is real, and moving into this illusion of this dream. And you're trapped here. Be careful not to get trapped. And the only way you can do it is by not allowing it to touch you. And there are ways you can go back and remember those instances, and you can have that smile as long as you are firmly rooted in God. You can quietly always clear your space. It doesn't mean that one's going to go right then. But if you continue and you keep your focus, it will back away, back away, back away. And if when you mean it, don't ever come back within my space. It is required to not do so. So it's up to you, because the minute you get mad at God, you start looking for all those old friends. I mean, you go out and you just start looking. And the minute you tell God to get out of your life, he will back off. And you're going to get those consequences, and you see quite a few getting their consequences right now. You think maybe that you're in bad straits because of whatever's coming down on you. No, you're not. You're in the hollow of God's hand. And this is an experience. And those other things happening are experiences. And as long as you know the difference, you don't have any problem. So we're going to try, as we move along here, to get this knowingness here in the hollow of God's hand, bringing along this experience into what you can call a reality of relationship with this one in here. And that means you've got to know what's going on around you. And then you have to utilize what God is offering you to pull you up from this lowest state of frequency and beingness in energy form on up here. And you live in a different world when you're in a physical form. It's not as simple as evaporating you. There are some physical steps that can be taken. Can this be done in the twinkling of an eye? Yes, indeed. But you will find that it is only the ones who are so set in the lighted presence of God that they are literally already at that frequency. I don't care what they're saying up here with this rattle mouth. And this is why you better never judge. If you fall into the trap of judging, you are most often going to be wrong. Judge the actions. Forget the man. You don't know what his contract is. Were these actions right? Not in my perception, that man did something that is not right. And you balance your opinion about that over here with what you know is a straight and narrow of God's laws, knowing that you are fallible also, and you have no right not to allow him to do that if he is not bothering anybody else. But the minute he is molesting a child or he is living in some of these circumstances and pulling others, you see, this is the definition of evil, is anything, anyone, deliberately pulling another from his path to God of light. And it can be an ignorance, which, you know, is going to be judged by God himself pretty generously. But boy, when it's an ego trip and you know what you're doing, boy, before I will let you go back down into that room with that space commander, that lie, that reptile, plug your ears, I'll help you. That is going to be paid for. Because when you meet God and you remember that that was truth in that room, if you'd only bothered to listen, you set your own sentence. God doesn't have to. And I've heard this, you know. It's the light that gets you in trouble. Don't ever head for that light because it distracts you. From what? What is the alternative? Darkness. The opposite of light is darkness. Just be sure what that light is that you're headed for. If it's the end, you know, of the hallway after they pronounce you dead and you're going into the morgue, it may be the light at the end of that hall. So be careful. Where are we to on this tape?
We have about 6 minutes left.
I think we should have a unanimous vote to bring this to a close.
We have some guests. Do they have any questions?
Commander, on the last hurricane we had in Emily,
yes,
there wasn't very much damage done. It seemed to turn back. And I was wondering, since you seem to think that this was man-made, who was behind that, and what was their reason behind it if nothing was, if there was no substantial damage this time around?
Well, I'm not going to answer specifically who was behind it. You keep your eyes open and you're going to find out who is doing most of these manipulations. And one will usually be in retaliation for another. There was no point at this point in going up there and doing great damage to North Carolina and that area. And the Barrier Islands got it bad enough. That was birthed and was to come into the area around Corpus Christi, Texas. And remember, we told you some time ago that for the last week of August, it was planned a devastating hurricane along that Gulf Coast. And inland, as far as San Antonio, they were setting up their survival and critical care centers. Hospitals were put on to alert 3 weeks prior to that. And in the last week of August, I bet you didn't even realize it when Emily was birthed. She just was there. And they were going to bring her right in through that passage and into the Gulf. But an awful lot of attention had been given this through Soltech and many of your writers. And now people don't just sit there and say, oh, well, we're going to be on alert for a hurricane the end of August when there is no sign of a storm. Now, there is a lot of reason to bring it into the Gulf, not just to do damage to the Gulf Coast. But you see, there are a lot of oil fields out there, a lot of oil decks out there, and they do a lot of drug dealings down there. More importantly, there is a massive underwater base there. So there are many reasons for hitting that area of the coast. And Emily was birthed and orchestrated, and it was not going to be wise to bring her in. Now, a lot of things are taking place that you will never be made, of which you will never be made aware. Long about the same time that all this is taking place, guess what? You lose your Mars eye in space. How do you lose a satellite that you've been following every day? Suddenly, it just, we've lost it. Can you just picture what might have been coming back on the film from that satellite that caused NASA to blind it, to lose it? The next question is, did they really blow it up, or did somebody else destroy it? You have the capability. The Russians have the capability. Well, many of you have the capability around your nations to do a lot of things, nuclear-wise, for instance. But what you don't realize is tit for tat all over. You're not playing, you know, Bush is going to get Kissinger, and Kissinger's going to get Scowcroft, and this sort of thing, and I'm going to go pick on Bogart. It doesn't work that way. We're going to run Emily around. We're also going to take out a dam in the middle of China. We'll hit this pilot trying to land with a pulse, and we'll crash him. So we'll do that in Siberia also. So you've got these things going all the time, and you've got many capabilities of atmosphere control. It's been perfected well enough since 1988 to control all weather on your globe. But nobody can get out there to those cosmospheres. They still have upper control, higher control.